Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Salisbury is the head baseball coach at Noka Ramsey Community College. He joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. His team, as many teams do from here, was to go south. It's a rather intricate and complicated thing that you have to do because you have to fundraise. There's a lot of scheduling, responsibility, book flights, hotels, buses, games, places you're going to eat. But teams engage in this in a spring trip, and it's a bonding deal. I remember going south and playing baseball when I was in college, and you hang out with the boys, and you're driving in vans, and you do different things. And that's the intent, is to give kids a good baseball workout for sure, but also some great memories because it's one of the few times in your life that you go down with a bunch of guys and just play baseball somewhere. That was the intent. It's done on a regular basis here, but it did not come to fruition, even though Anoka Ramsey was all set to go. He joins us now. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me this evening.
Explain what happened.
Well, like in most normal years, this is the first year post, kind of heightened COVID awareness, but we schedule a spring trip down to Tucson, Arizona, where we play in the Tucson Invitational. Usually schedule 10 games out there. And everything was moving according to plan. We were scheduled to fly out on Sunday, this past Sunday night, at 9:25. And then we get an email at 6:15 saying flight was canceled, no explanation. And then, as you can imagine, mass hysteria kind of hit from there because we got 28 players and three coaches heading towards the airport and trying to figure out plan B from there. So it's a little bit of nervous times, to say the least, and certainly, like I said, mass panic. So
was this Sun Country Airlines?
It was Sun Country, yep.
Yeah, I had a problem with them this summer. We're getting ready to go to Denver, and they canceled the flight. There's no explanation. There's nobody at the gate to tell you what's going on. And basically they said, go home. Go home,
yeah.
So now who's paying my cab? And they gave you like a $100 voucher. You go, well, who's going to cover my cab fare? They didn't even cover my cab fare, let alone the people from the area. And it was so unorganized and so unprofessional. I couldn't believe it. I, to this day, try to avoid it because of that. But take me, and you're not the first one. I heard of another team down there, a Boy Scout group in Florida that had something similar happen to them as well that we had on the news the other night. But now you have to make some really quick decisions because you got your game scheduled. So you got to be there to play games or not play games. It's not as simple as, you know, you're not going to just get in the pickup and go, let's go. What do you do next? What are your options?
Well, you're kind of limited in the moment. So, you know, your first thing is, where can I get some answers, and where else can we get a flight out, right? So,
yep.
You know, I'm trying to connect with Sun Country, and I'm on hold for 45 minutes, and they have an option to hit 8, and you'll hold your place online, and they'll call you back. So I did that, didn't hear anything back, end up calling back again, sat on hold for 2.5 hours in.
Oh, my God.
They finally defeated me. I hit option 8 again, and then about another 30 to 35 minutes later, I finally got a phone call. You know, and the person on the other line was apologetic.
I hope so.
She's unfortunate to have the Sunday night shift there, so there wasn't much she could do, especially with a group of 31. It's not like you can just hop them on another plane. So then they directed me to talk to the group department the next day on Monday. So they opened up at 8:30. I called them right away. Got voicemail.
Oh, my God.
Then I waited till about 10, called them again, got voicemail again. And what they do then is you sit on hold for 25 minutes, and then it forces you to leave a voicemail. So I left two voicemails, and then finally, around 11 o'clock, I finally got a call back.
Two and a half hours after them. I mean, you're talking about 6 hours. I mean, all this stuff. It's just the opposite of what we talk about when we talk about running a company and how it should be done. And like I said, I saw it firsthand this summer as well. But now your options are limited because you really, I mean, they can't put you on another airline. So it has to be one of their planes. But it also has to make sense that you can get there in time for your tournament. So what's happening here?
Yeah, so basically, you know, we're going through and we had to work with the Tucson Invitational. We had games, you know, two games Monday, Tuesday. And tomorrow, that all have gotten canceled. It's created a bit of chaos in their scheduling down there, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
What has happened now is Sun Country's came back to us, and they can split our group in half, fly half out on one flight, fly another half out on the other half, or on another flight, and then we'll get down there and late for the tournament. So then we're trying to see if we can get them to add some games, extend our trip over the weekend. So we got to coordinate with our van rental company, our hotel, the Tucson Invitational. It's just created, you know, quite the mess.
So as of now, are you going to get on a plane at some point in time and go play some games, or what does it look like?
So, yeah, this afternoon we were able to finally get kind of things ironed out. And, I mean, I got to send out a shout-out to my assistant coach, C.T. Harris, who actually flew down early to secure our vans in the first place, and he's been stranded in Phoenix waiting for us.
Well, not the worst place to be stranded, but...
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Good weather, right?
Yeah.
But, so he's been down there, and then we've had some, you know, certainly some parents stepping up and helping out. But we have...
Yeah, but people forget that. Parents make this trip, too, on their own because they go, hey, we'll do our spring break, watch our kids play. Well, no kids come down. That takes a little of the zest out of it. No baseball games.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So we, you know, a lot of parents are distraught and, you know, wondering what the heck's going to happen. But anyhow, where we ended up was half the group's flying out tomorrow evening and the other half has got the late flight. We're going to get down there, play our two on Thursday and Friday, and then they're trying to add at least two for us on Saturday and maybe one on Sunday. But now we're limited what teams are out there because
they're
winding down their tournament, and we're not quite sure. We're not going to get our 10 in for sure. We're hoping for 7 at this point. It might be 6.
And maybe you can find some diamonds and at least practice, take some more batting practice, do something with it, huh?
Yeah, that's what we're hopeful for. Maybe even like an inter squad if we can get, you know, when they play at the Keno Sports Complex. So if we can get a field, we're hopeful to do something like that. But, I mean, it's been a situation where, you know, you really gotta have a lot of things aligned to even pull it off and juggle things around the way that we had to do.
Yeah, this isn't a golfer; just one needs to get there. This is a whole team, and you better figure it out. Jason Salisbury is our guest head coach for Nook Ramsey's baseball team, and they got grounded trying to go down and play in a tournament because Sun Country canceled a flight and just said they canceled it with no explanation and left everybody in a lurch. And like I said, I heard the same story from someone that had a scout group down in Florida. It was on our news as well the other night telling kind of the same story. And I said, I've got that same story from this this summer. So it's incredibly frustrating. And I don't know where they're teaching for the fundamentals and whatnot. Maybe they got to get some more planes so they've got access to more people. That didn't happen when the Davis family ran it. I can assure you of that. So what have you done this week? Just gone back to the gymnasium and tried to, you know, throw off the old wooden mound and hitting the cage, huh?
Well, we've let the guys have the last couple of days off as we're trying to scramble and figure out things. Obviously, it's taken a small army to get everything lined up in a lot of time. So I know we've had a few guys that have gone off and hit at different facilities around the Twin Cities to kind of stay sharp for
sure
for the games on Thursday. But, I mean, the biggest thing for me with this whole ordeal is, you look at a situation, and I'm understanding. I understand life happens. I understand we're still dealing with COVID. I understand that we're still dealing with work shortages and all that. When it comes down to it, and the communication on the end is where it was really disappointing. I mean, you can't get an answer, and you're on hold for hours.
You got 31 people you've booked and you've paid for, and it's on credit cards. They got their money, and now you can't get a response.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Man.
Then you got everyone looking for an answer. You got players looking for an answer. You got, you know, school officials looking for answers. You got parents looking for answers. You got us coaches looking for answers.
Yeah.
And when you can't get those within a timely fashion, it's extremely frustrating.
Yes, but because, you know, you don't, I mean, people may not realize this unless you've been through it, but there's a buildup to this as well that starts way back in the fall and in January. It's like, hey, can't wait to go on the trip, can't wait to play those teams down there. And then you're fundraising for it on top of that. So you're putting your own money into it. Either way, you're finding ways to pay for the trip. There's a whole lot that goes into this that kind of builds to, oh, I can't wait till we finally get down there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a fifth of our season. So our season is capped at 50 games, not including postseason. So it's a fifth of our season. It's a big deal. Going to Arizona is a big deal. And then on top of which, especially this year, you know, with COVID, we haven't been down there for 2 years. So now it's like, you know, it's basically a two-year buildup. Hey, we can finally go back to Tucson.
And for a junior college kid, that could be his whole career he could miss, you know?
Correct. Yeah. We have a couple of... We certainly have what we call a couple of COVID freshmen, and we have some sophomores on our team where this might be their last shot at playing college baseball. And for something like this to happen, you know, a spring trip, I can maybe get some visibility with four-year schools down there and those type of things. It's a major thing, and it's unfortunate things have kind of fold out.
How's your team this year? You got a pretty good squad?
Yeah, I think so. We're 29 deep, 28. We're going down to Tucson with us. We got pretty deep pitching staff. We're really liking the improvements we made in middle infield for over last year. Our corners are strong, outfield strong, behind the dish we're strong. So it's going to come down to that defense and pitching. And you know, we got guys that are going to throw a head in the count and change speeds. They're not going to necessarily blow the doors off the place, but they'll keep us competitive as long as we play some defense.
Do you recruit mainly the northern suburbs, or are you all over?
No, that's a great question. So I'm in my sixth year at Anoka Ramsey. Right when I came in and took over for Coach Tom Yall, who was here for 29 years prior to that, one of our main changes that we wanted to make was recruiting nationally.
Mm-hmm.
So we're throughout the country. We got players this year from Las Vegas, Utah, Omaha, Washington State, all throughout Wisconsin, all over the United States.
Do they find you on the internet, or how do they find you?
Yeah, we have different recruiting sites that we partner with, as well as, you know, we have a handful of high school coaches that we know we can go and that we develop relationships with, and then we also get, players actually inquiring through our athletic website. So it's kind of a combination of a few different avenues.
Can you tell pretty, in this day and age, can you watch video of a kid and tell if they're good enough to play, if they're from Vegas or Utah or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of the cool thing nowadays with recruiting, because you don't have any recruiting budget. So a lot of the time you're basing decisions based off video. So you better be a quick study. Every once in a while you get fooled, and that's okay. But for the most part, a lot of it is relying upon that video. And then, you know, also talking to their former coaches.
Sure. Yep. It's a combination for sure. But the video is getting good enough now, is what you're saying, that you can get a pretty good accurate reading of talent, huh?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, you can always go see Ron Larson, too. He's been, he would get his 700th win up there in basketball the other day.
Yeah, 700 and then 701.
So yeah.
Just announced his retirement. Ron is just, you know, is a tremendous coach, a tremendous individual. I can't say enough good things about Ron.
For sure. I look forward to seeing him all the time. Well, Coach, hang in there. I hope this works out for you and you get some at-bats in and the kids get at least some memory from it. But a lesson to all of us that, you know, not all businesses run the same, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the time tonight.
You bet. Jason Salisbury, head coach at Anoka Ramsey, hoping to eventually get down to Tucson.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.